The Carrot Drug Court's offer is the chance to avoid being locked up and keep a felony conviction off your record. If you're accepted into the program, you have to plead guilty to a felony and attend weekly court appearances and treatment sessions and stay clean for 4 months based on weekly urine tests. If you do that, the felony's wiped off your record. It's what Dane County Drug Court Judge John Markson calls a smart approach to dealing with heroin addicts.
The theory is that their criminality is fueled by their drug addiction. And so if we can treat the addiction and remove the root cause of the problem, we're being smarter about how we deal with criminality.
The stick the judge uses is the felony hanging over the head of the heroin addict. If he violates the rules of the court too often, the charge he pled guilty to will be enforced and he'll end up in prison. And a smaller version of that stick is used throughout the program. Honesty is the key. Addicts aren't booted out of the program for using heroin as long as they don't lie about it. But if they challenge a positive drug test, they face a jail sanction. Here's Judge Markson doing just that to a participant who was set to graduate from the program in 2 weeks, but challenged his most recent positive drug test.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I'm not using. I
need to do something to wake you up to the realities of where we're at.
Okay, so you want me to lose my job?
Okay, that's enough. Your two-night jail sanction starts now. We'll see you back here next week. Wow is right, and we'll deal with it. In fact, that's the third night. That's the three-night sanction for the
Judge Martin, please.
Out. Three nights.
Immediate punitive sanctions like this on addicts work, according to supporters of drug courts, and the statistics bear it out. Nationally, 75% of drug court graduates don't commit any new crimes in the first 2 years following their completion of the program. But positive reinforcement is also key, and drug court participants get that each week they remain clean and a lot of praise when they graduate. Here's Judge Markson erasing 27-year-old Jamie Burkhalter's heroin possession charges.
As a result of what you've done in the program, you have earned the dismissal of those charges. So that's a real big deal, and you should be very proud of what you've done in that regard.
Burkhalter himself says it was counselors at the treatment center the court sent him to and the support of his girlfriend that helped him kick the habit.
I tried to quit numerous times. And it's going to continue to be a struggle. I'd probably be literally dead or in prison if it wasn't for her.
Another drug court graduate, Patrick Kempfer, has now been clean for 4 years. He says the addicts the program works for have to accept what it offers at face value and move on with their lives.
They want people to come in and by the time they leave, not be an issue for society. They want you to respect your life enough to not throw it away, to not go to criminal activity, to not waste it using drugs, because they are aware that each using addict is like a little nuclear bomb that goes off and creates devastation in every direction. They're trying to minimize that by giving people an opportunity to care about their life.
Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.